introducing today's contestants, a screenwriter from Studio City, California, Felicity Flesher. A physician's assistant from Freeport, Maine, Tiffany Eisenhower. And a returning champion, a blogger from Naperville, Illinois, Hemant Mehta, whose one-day cash winnings total $13,999. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Before we get into this game, I just want to take a moment to remind you that next week, the college championship gets underway. Always an exciting 2 weeks here on Jeopardy. Tiffany and Felicity, welcome aboard. What pretty names. Kenneth, good to have you back with us.
Thank you.
Let's go to work in the Jeopardy round. And now, the categories. First off, we deal with famous names. That sounds like fun. Followed by 11-letter words. That doesn't sound like fun. The Academy of Country Music Awards is the next category. Kids' books en español. A little bit of this and that. And finally, we'll ignore it. We'll skirt the issue. Hemant, where do we start?
Let's start with famous names. 200.
Pablo Picasso was arrested and questioned about the 1911 theft of this famous painting from the Louvre. Tiffany.
What is the Mona Lisa?
Good.
ACM Awards 200.
Here's Little Big Town in 2018 performing their cover of a song from a tribute album honoring this legendary performer. I'm a rockin' man. Rockin' man. Burnin' out here alone. Hemant?
Who is Elton John?
He's the one.
Let's go 11-letter words, 200.
A pioneer in any field, perhaps as a Portland NBA star. Hemant.
What's a trailblazer?
Good.
11-letter words, 400.
Daniel Webster declared, liberty and union now and forever, one and this word, like lovers who can't be kept apart. Hemant.
What is inseparable?
That's the word.
11-letter words, 600.
The ninth sign of the zodiac, it's represented by a centaur. Tiffany.
What is Sagittarius?
Yes.
ACM Awards, 400.
After nine previous nominations, this performer, who brings the thunder from down under, was named Entertainer of the Year in 2019. Felicity?
Who is Keith Urban?
You got him.
Español 200.
El gato ensombrerado. Hemant.
What is the cat in the hat?
Yes.
Español 400.
Buenas noches, Luna. Felicity?
What is good night, moon?
Right.
Español 600.
La telaraña de Carlota. Felicity?
What is Charlotte's Web?
Yes.
Español 800.
La oruga muy hambrienta. Felicity again.
What is the very hungry caterpillar?
Yes.
Finish the category.
By Ezra Jack Keats. Un día de nieve. Felicity?
What is the snow day?
Yes, for 1,000.
Yes.
No, sorry. I misheard. I thought you said the snowy day.
Mm.
But you didn't, obviously. All right, pick again.
Famous names, 400.
When the federal capital moved to this city in 1790, President Washington used a legal loophole to avoid freeing his slaves. Hemant.
What is Richmond?
No. Tiffany.
What is Washington, D.C.?
No. Felicity.
What is New York City?
No, you all missed it. What is Philadelphia? Back to you, Felicity.
Famous names, 600.
British cartoonist James Gilray's depiction of this man helped give rise to the idea that he was short. Tiffany.
Who is Napoleon?
Right.
Famous names, 800.
This 20th century president and his wife are both enshrined in the National Mining Hall of Fame. And that president is Herbert Hoover. Tiffany, back to you.
Famous names, 1,000.
During World War I, this celebrity visited troops headed overseas and gave tips about how to get out of German handcuffs. Hemant.
Who is Houdini?
Harry Houdini is the one, right, and that takes you into the lead with 1,600. Takes us into break number one. We'll pause. We'll come back.
Promotional consideration provided by Consumer Cellular, where low rates and award-winning service are just the beginning.
We fell in love at first sight. It's the perfect fit.
Like our wireless plan, Consumer Cellular.
And we only pay for what we need.
We save a lot of money.
talk, text, and data as low as $20 a month. Make the switch to Consumer Cellular. Call, go online, or find us at Target.
Felicity Fletcher is a screenwriter from Studio City here in Southern California. She also has a podcast about Western movies. How did you get interested?
It started by me and my boyfriend, Clarence, and we both were just fans and found that there wasn't another podcast like it. So we thought we'd start our own, and we got a microphone and went to it.
Good for you. Now, who's your favorite Western hero?
Ooh, I mean, the obvious choice is John Wayne, but...
What about Hopalong Cassidy?
Hopalong Cassidy, there you go.
Okay, thank you for agreeing with me. But I like John Wayne, too. Tiffany Eisenhower is from Freeport, Maine. She's an avid birder who first auditioned for our show when?
2002.
Oh, gosh, a long time ago.
Yes.
How did it go? Did you pass then and we never called you? What?
Passed the test after rolling every last penny to get the bus fare to Boston.
Oh, dear.
And I didn't make it past the second stage, but I kept trying. Here I am, third time's a charm.
You're here now.
Yes.
Good for you. Glad you tried again. Hemant Mitha is from Naperville, Illinois. He is the second most famous Jeopardy player from that city because... Who is the most famous Jeopardy player?
This guy named James. I don't know if you've heard of him.
James Holzhauer.
Yes.
Back in Naperville, is he as big a deal as he is where he lives now in Las Vegas?
I feel like he's probably bigger in Las Vegas, but we all know who he is. I mean, it's a city where there are so many people who have come there and gone on to do amazing things, and he's just suddenly skyrocketed above everybody, it seems.
Okay, you would love to emulate his success on our show.
You can write me a check right now.
Oh, I don't have my pen with me. Let's just continue the game instead.
Let's do it.
You look things over and make a selection and we'll go on.
Let's do 11-letter words, 800.
It's the act of raising someone to the position of a god to be worshipped. Tiffany.
What is idolization?
We'll accept that, yes.
ACM Awards 600.
At the 2017 awards, these guys, a 90s boy band, joined Florida Georgia Line to perform God, Your Mama, and Me.
God, Your Mama, and Me.
Felicity.
Who are NSYNC?
Nope. Tiffany.
We're the Backstreet Boys.
Those are the ones, yes.
ACM 800.
In 2017, before we met her in the middle with Zed and Gray on pop radio, she was named ACM New Female Vocalist of the Year. And that would be Maren Morris. Back to you, Tiffany.
Let's skirt the issue, 200.
Ballerina Maritaglioni introduced the prototype of this skirt. Hemant.
What's a tutu?
Good.
Skirt the issue, 400.
Answer. Daily double. All right. You're in second place.
Let's do 1,000.
All right. For the lead, British designer Mary Quant named this 60s skirt after her favorite car.
What's an Edsel?
Wait a minute. British designer, and you said, what's an Edsel?
I got nothing for you.
I see that. We're talking about the mini skirt. The mini skirt. All right, you're in second place. Go ahead.
Let's get away from that. This and that, 200.
This All-American Veterans Organization was chartered by Congress in September of 1919. Tiffany.
What is the American Legion?
Yes.
Skirt the issue, 600.
A crinoline helped hold out this skirt that, despite its name, could be shaped like a bell, a cone, or a pyramid. Felicity.
What is a hoop skirt?
You are right.
Skirt, 800.
This full skirt, popular in the 50s, was named for the pooch that was appliqued on it. Hemant.
What's a poodle skirt?
That's right.
This and that, 400.
By August of 2018, ex-Maryland representative and presidential hopeful John Delaney had visited all 99 counties in this early caucus state. Tiffany.
What is Iowa?
Right, less than a minute now.
Skirt the issue, 1,000.
This old-timey skirt gets its name because of the extreme tapering at the ankle that makes it hard to walk in. Be thankful you don't have to wear them anymore. The hobble skirts. Tough to walk. Tiffany.
ACM 1,000.
At the awards in 2019, he was named Artist of the Decade. Take a look at him. Tiffany?
Who's Jason Aldean?
Jason Aldean, right you are.
This and that, 1,000?
Solve for X. 4X plus 2 equals 50. Hemant.
What is 12?
Good. And with that, you go to 2,600. You're still in second place. Felicity, good news for you. You get to go first in Double Jeopardy right after this break. Felicity, you're trailing at the moment, but there's a lot of money available in Double Jeopardy. And we have some good categories for your selection. Take a look. First, the Vietnam War. Not so good. Books of the Bible, better. Questions and answers, that's good. Old names on the map, followed by movie monsters. And each correct response will have three eyes. That sounds like fun. Felicity?
Movie monsters, 400.
As Anne Darrow, Fay Wray got up close and personal with this eighth wonder of the world in 1933. Tiffany?
Who's King Kong?
He's the one.
Movie monsters, 800.
On screen over the years, he's fought the likes of Mothra, Megalon, and Biollante. Hemant.
Who's Godzilla?
Godzilla.
Let's go to Books of the Bible, 400.
Verses like the Shuhamites were 84,400. Explain this book's name. Tiffany.
What is numbers?
Numbers, right you are.
Movie monsters, 1,200.
Possessing advanced weaponry and technology, this extraterrestrial hunter is also known as Yauja. Felicity.
Who is Predator?
Good.
Monsters, 1,600.
Renee Zellweger was in a 1994 film of this horror series that features a cannibalistic psychopath named Leatherface. Felicity.
What is Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
You got it.
2,000 movie monsters.
Based on a 1960 Hugo Award-winning novel, this movie starred Casper Van Dien and Denise Richards as soldiers fighting insect-like aliens. And that would be Starship Troopers. You knew that, Tiffany?
Yeah.
Yeah, too bad you didn't ring in. Felicity, go.
Three eyes, 400.
It means non-military. Tiffany.
What is civilian?
That's the word.
Three eyes, 800.
Old Dominion State, named for a monarch who died in 1603. Hemant.
What is Virginia?
Yeah.
1,200, three eyes.
The commencement of fuel combustion. Tiffany.
What is ignition?
Yeah.
Three eyes, 16.
Synthetic vasodilator developed in the 1960s and later used to promote hair growth. What is minoxidil? Back to you, Tiffany.
2,000.
Used in platinum alloys, it's the element whose symbol is IR. Felicity?
What is iridium?
Good.
Questions and answers, 400.
1992's second presidential debate was the first in the format named for this type of meeting. Voters got to ask questions. Hemant.
What's a town hall?
Right.
Questions and answers, 800.
This device used by police and in job screening was co-invented by Leonard Keeler, a model for Dick Tracy. Tiffany?
What is a CB radio?
No. Felicity?
What is a lie detector?
Lie detector, yes, polygraph test.
Questions and answers, 1,200.
It was Army lawyer Joseph Welch who on June 9th, 1954, asked this senator, have you no sense of decency? Hemant.
Who is McCarthy?
Good.
Questions and answers, 1,600.
North Dakota law says a witness must be asked, do you solemnly swear to tell the truth? But this word may replace swear. Hemant.
What is pledge?
No. Felicity.
What is promise?
No. The word we're looking for is affirm. Affirm the truth. Hemant, back to you.
Questions and answers, 2,000.
An early quiz show, Dr. IQ, gave these, perhaps the Morgan or Peace types, to audience members who answered correctly. This audience wishes we did the same. Gave away silver dollars.
Oh.
Yeah. Hemant, back to you.
All right, Books of the Bible, 800.
St. John experienced this in a cave on the Isle of Patmos and is said to have written the Bible book of the same name there. Tiffany.
What is Revelation?
Yes. No? Hemant?
What is revelation?
Yes, Tiffany, I believe she added the S at the end. A common mistake. Hemant, back
Books
to you.
Books of the Bible, 1200.
In the fourth chapter of this book, Peter and John are imprisoned in Jerusalem for preaching the gospel. Hemant?
What is Acts?
Yes.
Books of the Bible, 1600.
The Bible book name for this woman is read during Shavuot, the holiday observed 50 days after Passover. Hemant?
What is Ruth?
Ruth is right.
Vietnam War, 400.
This enemy offensive of January 1968 shocked Americans, especially the assault on the U.S. Embassy in Saigon. Tiffany?
What is the Tet?
That's it.
Old names on the map, 800.
On landing in the Hawaiian Islands, Captain Cook named them this after an earl. Felicity?
What are the Sandwich Islands?
That's it.
Map, 1200.
What was once called Newark in Ontario, Canada, became this town on the lake. You know it better as Niagara on the lake. Felicity?
Old name, 1600.
Answer. Daily Double. All right.
I'll wager 2,000.
Two put you close to the lead, if you're right. What was once the protectorate of Bechuanaland is now this African country that also starts with the letter B.
What is Botswana?
Botswana is correct. Less than a minute to go now.
Old names, 2,000.
In 1759, Samuel Johnson wrote a tale about a prince of this place, the old name for Ethiopia. And that old name is Abyssinia. Back to you, Felicity.
Map, 400.
Myanmar is still sometimes called this, its English name until 1989. Hemant.
What is Burma?
Good.
Vietnam War, 800.
Here's Jimmy with the clue.
During the Vietnam War, the major supply route from north to south that went through Laos and Cambodia in order to avoid U.S. forces was named for this communist leader.
Tiffany.
Who is Ho Chi Minh?
Yes.
Vietnam, 1200.
Secretary of State under Nixon, he shared a Nobel Prize for his efforts at peace negotiations. Hemant.
Who is Kissinger?
Good. Oh, we won't get any further in the round. Very close game as the three of you get set for Final Jeopardy. Today, here's what you get to deal with. Classic American novels. I hope you're well read. Make your wagers. Back in a moment.
This type of chicken lives up to its name and roams the country in a Geico ad. What is free-range chicken? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The subject is classic American novels. This is the clue. Lady Duff Twisden was the basis for a character in this 1926 novel set partly in Spain. 30 seconds, players. Good luck. Hopefully 1926 would be a big help to you. We'll find out right now. Tiffany, you had $6,000. You were in third place. And what did you write down? What is a farewell to arms? Close but no cigar, unfortunately. It's going to cost you $59.99. That drops you down to a buck. Let's go to Felicity. She wrote down her response very quickly. What is The Sun Also Rises, Ernest Hemingway's book, and Lady Brett Ashley, played by Ava Gardner in the film of the same name? And you will add, hey, you're going to double your score. You're in the lead with 15,200 as we come to Hemant. He had 9,400. Did he get it?
No.
No, he didn't. How much did he lose? 5,801. He'll finish in second place. New champion again, Felicity Fletcher. And she gets to wrap up the week right here on Jeopardy tomorrow. We'd like you to join us for that.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico.
father's story of recovery after being near death from COVID-19. The heartwarming Welcome Home you'll see only on ABC 7 News. Plus, just in from the White House, how long it could take for your check to arrive at 11.
Does coronavirus make us more vulnerable to domestic terrorism?
The U.S. government saying they're seeing some terror chatter.
What experts say is fueling a potential threat here at home and the role social media plays. Monday at 5.
The winds are going to hang on for a little while. We'll break that down for you coming up at 11.